we'll move to item two.
Number two is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, a due diligence report on the Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting to repair county building infrastructure proposals from Johnson Controls Phase 2, Part B, and this is also information.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning. Committee members, Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs. Before you is the DAS due diligence report as it relates to the Johnson Controls Phase 2 Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contract Proposal for the County Correctional Facility South Building. A&E and Johnson Controls staff has worked with the Sheriff's staff to develop energy conservation measure upgrades, or ECMs, that comprise the proposed performance contract project. The ECMs include a demand control ventilation upgrade, air handling units, an ozone laundry system, and kitchen exhaust hoods. The full payback for the performance contract proposal occurs in year 11. Additionally, Johnson Controls staff estimates a 15 to 20 year useful life for the proposed ECMs, which may extend the savings up to an additional 8 years. Based upon the review by A&E staff and DAS's fiscal review, it's likely that the overall savings will be achieved over time. However, it should be noted that the actual return on investment will depend on future utility rates. For instance, if the utility rates increase higher than projected, the county will receive additional dollar savings. But if the utility rates decrease, the county will see lower overall savings than projected. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. Just continuing from previous cycles, my question that I still never feel like I get answered, which is the analysis of the alternatives. So where in the process does that analysis occur to say, you know, I think the basic interest rate I came up with was just under 5% if I calculated it. But so do we have other alternatives of financing this that would be better than that? Where in the analysis does that occur?
Chairman, supervisors, I can speak to the existing financing that was secured for these projects. In 2009, a report, resolution, and due diligence that essentially secured financing for phase two of performance contracting was approved by the county board and county executive. That basically sets forth your existing financing for this. So the due diligence had already been previously done on that financing component. Any due diligence thereafter is strictly on the proposed energy conservation measure upgrades performed at any of the facilities. If you move forward with another phase of performance contracting, again, that would require another RFP, another bid for financing, if you choose to do this method again, to fund the projects. At this point, there's been no other review of alternative financing at that time, simply because we haven't done another phase of performance contracting.
Pat Farley, DAS Director. On a separate, though related, Mr. Masterson and others with this program, per your request, are looking at what was looked at initially for options for financing, and they're going through that, going through the records about what was looked at, what were the results at that point, and then which they'll then see, okay, what other options can we look at for the future? Can we revisit some old ones? They're in the process of doing that, so that'll be forthcoming.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chair. That'll come back to us as an informational report, or
yes.
Okay. I definitely appreciate that. As I understand it now, we're basically proceeding under a contract that was set by the market 3 years ago. And obviously, it's changed, and so there may be better alternatives today, but.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
Bryant knows something about that.
Yes, I think I can provide a little bit more information to answer your question. When we initially got direction from the board to move forward with performance contracting, we looked at the original prospectus, which was using a financing entity with the energy service companies, ESCOs, I think is what it's referred to. The rates that they were looking at were higher than what we could get on our own. We also looked at what we were actually financing. What we were financing at the time was not eligible to be financed with RGO debt. So, but because the county is in the market quite often, we were able to get a lower rate by going doing an RFP and bidding out. And we ended up getting on the first one, I think that was 07, a rate of about 3.18%. And then, as you all know, the market kind of changed a bit. And then on the one that we're looking at now, which we did, I want to say, in 09, was 3.75. So you're looking at lower interest rates than what you would have gotten if you would have gone with the ESCOs and dealing with the type of items that you were financing. So that's why you're looking at this. Moving forward, you go through the same exercise, which opportunity presents the best interest rate for Milwaukee County. And that's how we approach it then, and that's how we would be approaching it.
Thank you.
Anything further on item two? If not, let's move to item three.